WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Patrick Lavery. Lawmakers have reached agreement on legislation that will extend the statute of limitations for victims of sexual assault to file civil lawsuits in New Jersey. They hope to pass it in March, and Governor Murphy is expressing support.
Child victims of sexual abuse will have until at least age 55 to bring a civil case. Adult victims will have 7 years. Cases that were previously not allowed because of the current 2-year limit on lawsuits will be allowed to be filed through the end of November 2021. Patricia Teffenhardt of the New Jersey Coalition Against Sexual Assault calls it a common sense, long overdue reform.
At this point in time, it seems so glaringly obvious that a 2-year civil statute of limitations is insufficient.
The bill will allow victims to sue both the individual perpetrators and any liable institution. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
President Trump today expected to ink a border security compromise, earmarking much less money for his wall on the Mexican boundary than desired, but White House sources say he plans to declare a national emergency to fill in the funding gap, which Democrats strongly oppose. A vigil last night for the 17-year-old girl killed Wednesday night in Camden when a police cruiser struck her. Family and friends gathered outside the home of Nariata Robles to mourn. The officer behind the wheel was responding to a call. The prosecutor's office is investigating. Have you been ripped off by porch pirates? With more and more Jersey residents shopping online, the crime of porch piracy is growing. One lawmaker is fed up. He's pushing a plan to crack down on the crooks.
Assemblyman Rob Karabinchak says porch piracy is a growing problem in the Garden State.
We're seeing these thieves just walk up, pick up the box, not knowing what's even in it, taking it and walking away. Unfortunately, it's that simple.
Right now, porch piracy is considered misdemeanor theft, but Karabinchak is sponsoring a bill that would make it a fourth or third degree crime, punishable by up to 5 years in jail.
Taking these packages off of a person's property is just as invasive as breaking into their homes to steal them.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
No mistrial in the Sarah Stern murder case. Lawyers for Leah McIntosny argued in Monmouth County that a flip comment made on Facebook in a since-dismissed juror's name was grounds for starting over. That now former juror has her 15-year-old sister, wrote the post. Valentine's Day is over. Now let's talk divorce. Even the worst couples sometimes put it off simply because it's too expensive. The nonprofit Legal Services of New Jersey is out with an updated, expanded version of a manual helping you cut ties without lawyer involvement, therefore saving thousands of bucks.
Divorce in New Jersey, a self-help guide, instructs residents through the divorce process from filing the complaint to issues after final judgment.
We want people to be able to read and understand, not be confused by it, and have hopefully all of their questions answered.
Mary McManus-Smith with Legal Services of New Jersey says people are strongly urged to seek an attorney if they can afford it, but there are plenty who can't and stay married longer than they'd like. If you go the do-it-yourself route, there are still filing fees that need to be paid. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.